Thank you. My delegation would like to express reservations of Ukraine regarding the presidency of the Islamic Republic of Iran in the Conference of Disarmament due to this country's actions undermining the values, the very values the CD has been mandated to protect, promote, and uphold. We remain concerned with unabated escalation of Iran's nuclear program, the production of high-enriched uranium by Iran has no credible civilian justification and carries significant proliferation-related risks. Iran's public statements regarding its technical capabilities to produce nuclear weapons should be of great concern to all, to us all. We strongly urge Iran to reverse its alarming nuclear trajectory, immediately fulfill its nuclear obligations and commitments, and fully cooperate with the International Atomic Energy Agency to enable it to provide assurances that Iran's nuclear program is exclusively peaceful. We strongly condemn Iranian supplies of unmanned aerial vehicles to Russia to support its brutal war of aggression against Ukraine, which constitutes a flagrant violation of the international law and the UN Charter. Iranian Shahed drones continue to kill innocent civilians and destroy civilian infrastructure in Ukraine in breach of international humanitarian and human rights law, making Iran accomplice to Russia's war crimes and crimes against humanity committed in Ukraine. We welcome the G7 leaders' statement on Iran of 15 March 2024, in which it was noted that were Iran to proceed with providing ballistic missiles or related technology to Russia, the G7 leaders are prepared to respond swiftly and in coordinated manner, including with new and significant measures against Iran. We urge Iran to immediately stop supplying Russia with weapons which are used for bringing deaths and devastation to Ukraine, or it will face a severe set of consequences. Ukraine will continue to take all available measures to protect its civilian population, sovereignty, and territorial integrity from international external aggression in the exercise of its inherent right to self-defense under the UN Charter. My delegation's constructive participation in the work of CD during the Iran's presidency should not be construed in any way as a tacit consent to, nor an acknowledgement of the actions taken by Iran in violation of international law, but as Ukraine's commitment to the Conference of Disarmament and its objectives. I thank you.